Thunder Bay. Robert Jourardin's biggest concern heading into the 2022 municipal election is finding a way to create a community that makes it possible for his children to have an opportunity to prosper and be proud to call home. It's something he and his former wife did when they set out as young newlyweds, but something he fears won't be a reality for his children because of a lack of opportunities. "This has to change," said Jourardin, running for one of five slots in a crowded at-large race that includes 23 other competitors. The father of two young daughters, Jourardin says he's the fourth generation of his family to call Thunder Bay's East End home. A substitute teacher with the Thunder Bay Catholic District School Board, he said council needs to do a better job attracting business and industry to the city. "There are still some sectors where it's hard to find a job," he said. "Really, what I want to focus on is growing the economy and diversifying it so our children feel like they actually can have long-term living here in Thunder Bay. And also I want to work on civic pride, so people actually want to live here rather than just move away because there's no work here and they don't like Thunder Bay." Understanding that COVID-19 had a dramatic effect on the city's economy, Jourardin said it's becoming tougher and tougher to make a go of it in the city. "Housing is ridiculous. Inflation is crazy and we're entering a recession. Basically, if we want Thunder Bay to be a place where people want to live and people feel like they're actually getting ahead, we have to work on the economy," Jourardin said. "And that will also help our social service needs. If we can build our economy, we'll be able to increase our revenues and that will help us build our social programs. It also goes hand in hand with civic pride. When people are working and feeling their needs are good, they're feeling good and are happy in their city. When people are happier, that's attractive to businesses. Rather than have the city build a sole-purpose indoor turf facility, Jourardin would like a more encompassing effort, a year-round activity center with more than just sports offered. And he doesn't necessarily think it needs to be a new build. I would like to lease a space to start, rather than do a whole lot on infrastructure costs," Jourardin said. "Working in the high schools and having young kids, I've actually talked to them and they'd like zip lines and an obstacle course and things like that. If we can find a year-round activity center, that will help." As far as crime and community safety goes, Jourardin said city councilors can provide leadership, including a diversity plan for Thunder Bay Police to help the department better reflect the community it serves. "I also have an idea for using database technology for our first responders for public safety in general. It's the same type of technology social media companies use to find connections, so where services might need to be revamped.